Let's see. Out of work NBA player Jason Collins has been offered a job working with a small state university. Y'all talking about he didn't have no job. He did get an offer. Wow. It's a small state university in Ohio. They asked him to be an assistant coach to work specifically with the point guards because they say they really appreciate his skills as a ball handler. Anyway. The big Sunday gathering of football watching ended very ugly at the home of retired NFL legend Jerry Rice over the weekend when R&B singer Stevie Wonder got enraged after he lost 8 consecutive games of Madden 2K14 against Hall of Famer Michael Irvin. And he actually took a swing at him and mistakenly knocked out actor Morgan Freeman. So that whole boy's weekend out just ended real ugly. And finally, comedian Kevin Hart had a dangerous encounter hanging out with his kids in Los Angeles over the weekend. The pint-sized comic was in Build-A-Bear sitting on a stool, resting with his eyes closed after a long day of shopping when one of the employees working there grabbed him and threw him into the stuffing machine for two little white kids who had picked him out and wanted to buy him, but... He finally got rescued when his kids started yelling, "That's our daddy, that's our daddy." So they got him out.
He was sitting there with his eyes, yeah. He wasn't moving.
And they thought he was cute, and they threw him in there, tried to stuff him, but.
Yeah. Y'all ain't going to talk about Kevin Hart like that. Now, you going to call up here mad at me, and then everybody going to say, "I said I did." Special case. Why you be doing that man like that?
Because, man. Because I just love him and hate him at the same time.
Yeah, y'all make sure y'all October the 15th pick up Kevin Hart DVD. Any Gabby Sidibe news or sponsor?
Well, she is working on her new show. Well, she's getting involved in politics. She tried to join the Tea Party over the weekend because she thought they was talking about sweet tea. And she didn't realize it was a political
organization. You know what? That is so terrible. The Ricky Smiley Morning.